show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in on this Tuesday afternoon. We're getting a little bit of a late start here, trying to get things going. But we're having to mess with some of these computer issues again, and we're trying to get things to where they are running smoothly. So far, we've been having pretty good stuff, but we have like two other stream things that we're running our program through, and the computer's doing good on the main program, which is the main actual server that we send the stuff through, but then the second and third server that we send to, and those are just really to get more audience in. I've talked to you before about them, about Ustream, and there it just tends to turn off from time to time, so we have to continue to monitor it. It's not like the stream that we're doing live all the time, and the stream that we have completely going through the shows and stuff. But anyway, welcome to the show. We're here. We're doing our show, and that's what matters. We promise to try and get on time on these things. And just to let you know that God is moving in miraculous ways and doing things for us. I may sound like I have a little cold today, which I do, and my throat's like really messed up. So just keep praying for me. I really appreciate it. And my kids, because they are also the ones giving me this cold. But God is good. Amen. Amen. Today I want to talk about three things. I was visiting with some friends the other day, and when I talked to them, they were like, oh, how can God do certain things to certain people? And today's topic is faith. We're talking about faith. We're talking about faith. We're talking about God doing things for people's lives. Now, our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Our email address, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com or david@revmedianetwork.com. Just to let you know as well that our archives on the old sermons, not the current archives, but our sites, our off-site archives, are the ones that are currently down right now. I think Relationship Series is the only one that's up. And we apologize for that. Of course, we apologize for that. We are in the middle of moving some things, but I'm building several websites, and the actual place that we use to build the websites, we kind of like they're in a choo-choo train, type thing where you're building one, you can't go to the next one until you finish the next one, and I have the other ones ready to go, but I have to get with my pastor because I was building him a site and trying to get him to get on board and get his own website up and stuff, and I built everything on there, but unfortunately, he hasn't purchased his domain name, so I have to get with him on that because they can't release my site until we got the domain name right. And so anyway, my friends, that's what I'm going through. That's what I'm trying to get done. There's like a log jam right now. We're trying to get some things going, trying to make things happen. So I want you to be encouraged. We just logged into our ChatTango account. God bless you. And today's topic is basically about faith. We're trying to get people involved in the broadcast by reading some of these articles and stuff. And I found some real good articles for us this week. It was pretty neat, some of the stuff I have. But just to get things started, that, you know, it's very important that you stay on your guard out there. Like I said, I was visiting with my friends and stuff, and they're talking about some things that happened, and one of them had an accident, the other one hurt himself at work. And then they say, how do you find God in all this? And I think we hear that a lot in the public that we have, in the public that their opinion is that bad things don't happen to good people and to God's people. That if God was so perfect and so great, why would they happen? You know, why would he let things happen and stuff? Well, I think we have to all remember that even though our spirit is strong and in God's presence and in God's prayerful life here with us, and that we have God's spirit with us, we are still carnal in our flesh and our body that is still on this earth. And you got to remember that there are forces of evil out there. And then there's the curse that was cursed during, that we were cursed. If you look at the curse in Genesis, that the earth was cursed, that man should work with his labor. Well, that curse has never been lifted. Thank God that there's heaven for us, but that the curse to man was that he would work his all his days of his life. And I'm going to get into that in just a minute. And then the other thing is that there are people out there wanting you to fail, wanting you to get hurt. So when you look at life and you look at in general, you look at I think three things, and I think there's a fourth thing, but three things I think that you have to really think. There was a pastor here not too long ago, I think about a year, maybe two, and I would say that that pastor was very, very popular in our area, here in Houston area, and he lost his daughter to a plane wreck. And it was sad because, you know, you never want to see a pastor lose his daughter or anyone lose, want to see anyone ever lose their family. And one thing I know that most people need to realize is that there's three things out there that are working and moving all the time. And the fourth thing possibly is you. So let's look at these three things. Let's look at these four things. And the first let's look over here. I got one example, and it shows family mourns the death of Campus Crusade for Christ students. There's a random shooting at Heritage Baptist at Virginia Tech parking lot, I think, or campground or something like that. Let's see. There were two people found shot to death in a parking lot campground located about 15 miles from the Blacksburg campus. And these two individuals were killed as of yesterday, I believe. So there's a whole family mourning their death, and they're godly Virginia Tech students is what the quote says in the article. And this article will be found on thechristianpost.com. And it said, Heritage Student Ministries Pastor Kent Gregory described the students as godly young people whose lives revolved around the relationship with Christ first and everything else afterwards. Thousands have joined a prayer group on Facebook for the families. Campus Crusade church members held a prayer meeting and Virginia Tech community. They were honored. So anyway, my friends, I tell you what, death comes. We don't see it. So there's four things out there that we need to be aware of, that we have to understand. And the first thing, I think, is the real basic thing that the labor of the man, the labor that we're cursed to do. And it's in the Word. I believe it's in Luke. And I hadn't had time to relook it. I taught this years ago, and it came up to my mind when I was thinking about putting something together, talking about working and talking about, just stemmed off of yesterday's show, talked about working and stuff and things like that. So first thing, I think, is the curse that is cursed to man. And the curse to man is that, you know, Jesus said that we must pray always. You have to pray always because you have to be sober and vigilant. For your enemy roameth about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. It's in the Bible. Now, one thing I know for a fact is that if a person doesn't do their job to the fullest, you and me, if we don't do our job to the fullest, then somebody can get hurt and somebody can die. It's true. It's very true. If a rig is going down the highway and the person, not the driver, was supposed to tighten and secure everything, and that person didn't do his job to the fullest and check every latch and every tie, and those things fall, someone will die. Now, that person driving the car beside him may end up being dead and killed because of someone else's, well, they say, you always see those lawyers and those, if you're ever watching TV, during the middle of the day, you'll see those negligence lawyers, that ambulance chasers, all over the news, all over the television. And when you see that, you will see that their word for it is negligence, and my word for it is lazy and not paying attention to detail. And just like that pastor I was talking to you about, his church, very big ministry, very big. When his daughter died, he prayed. He looked at he went inside the room to pray to see her, view for her last time before he took her to the funeral home. He prayed and said, "God, I want it so bad. Just pray and bring her back, because I know you would." He goes, and then God said, "But it's not. But that's not His will. That is not the time. It is not the time." And he prayed and prayed and prayed, and he couldn't get peace he'd do his service, he'd shake hands, love everybody for months, and he'd go home, and he would not get peace on why she died. Why she died? So what he did was he finally got a scripture from the Lord, and I have to look up the scripture again because I know it's in Luke, but I can't find my notes on it. But I know enough of it to talk to you about it today. And when he looked at it, he seen one thing for certain. And that was that if men did not do their job to the fullest, then somebody would get hurt and somebody would tragically die. What he found out was that the airplane people that took care of the maintenance people took care of the plane did not take care of the plane to the fullest, and therefore the airplane, one mechanic forgot to do one thing to the plane and the plane went down, and there was nothing, absolutely nothing, no one can do. As soon as it took off in the air, it was destined to go down because it was missing something key to the airplane, to the overall running of the airplane. So when you see that as an example, you see that man who was supposed to fix the plane didn't fix the plane, and because of that, someone died. Someone godly died. So that's the one thing. The one thing is the curse. So we face, when we wake up every morning, we face the curse. So I want you to write down that we face the curse. So what can we do about that? Well, Jesus tells us in the Word of God that we must pray diligently. Pray diligently. Pray without ceasing. Pray diligently. And see what happens. And see what happens, though. And see God move. And see God take care of you. So pray that man will do their job completely. The second thing is demons. Demonology. I know a lot of people don't like hearing about it, but it's true. If you look at the little boy that the demons were inside him, did he do anything wrong? Did they throw his body back and forth? Was it his fault? So there's a demonology thing out there, and you have to be covered with the blood and praying, because there are evil spirits that want to get apart and tear apart your life. Possession's real. It's kind of been put on the back burner and not looked at as it was in the 90s, but it is. So the second thing is demons. We got to be able not to think of ourselves any more higher than anyone else, and we just need to make sure that we know that there are things out there. We don't have to try and explain them, but what they are is the demonic forces of this world, the demons. And the second thing you want you to write is put demonic forces. If you can write that, we'll be right back. We'll play a quick thing about our ministry.
I'm going to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now. We're going to have more programming at that time, have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us, and we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple. If you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show, you don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenant Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening. Hi, this is David Yannis, host of BitWatch with the Rev and General Station Manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just wanted to remind you to visit our main website, which is RevMinistries.com. I am the director of RevMinistries.com. We're doing several evangelistic things out there. One of them is reaching through media all the ways we can. We have books, CDs. We have an online station here. You're listening to it here at Rev Media Network. We're going to be broadcasting on television soon as well. We're making movies. We're doing everything we can to take the gospel out to the world. We also preach. We do seminars. We do healing conferences. We do relationship series. Relationship. God bless you. Please visit us at RevMinistries.com. Hi, this is David Yannis, host of BitWatcher at the Rev, and General Station Manager for Rev Media Network. Just want to tell you about GodChristianTalent.com. Again, that is GodChristianTalent.com. It is a website that has a database full of actors, actresses, models, singers, people that have unusual talent, or just any normal talent from any normal Christian person that wants to be used by God. GodChristianTalent.com. They could be just help workers. It could be anything that you need. If you can just go ahead and log on at GodChristianTalent.com and view what we have on there. God bless you. Thank you.
And we are back. We're talking about being able to stand during the life that we were living through. We're talking about faith. We're talking about facing the curse that's out there. And being able to know that we every day, even though Jesus saved us, we're washed by his blood, there's still a curse every day. And you say, well, how do I know that that's true? Well, do you go to work every day, my friends? That was the curse. And when you go to work every day, you will see that you have an opportunity to do your job right. Have you ever been hurt on the work because of someone else's negligence? Then that shows you there's some truth to what I'm talking about. If you don't watch what you're doing and do your job right and do it to the fullest, you're going to end up getting hurt, or someone else is going to get hurt, and that's just the curse that we live in. So sometimes accidents are not God's doing, but man's doing. We control what happens on earth, how we act, what we do. We have free will. So accidents fall under facing the curse. Amen. Demonic activity. If you ever look in the Word of God, you will see there's a lot of demonic activity and possessions and stuff. If you believe in the healing parts, you're going to have to believe in the other parts. The other thing I want to talk about is the occult. There's people that speak divination spirits, people that speak that are praying just as much as you pray in faith, just as much as you try and believe that God is touching your life. There are people out there praying the same thing. There are people out there praying and believing that you're going to be hurt. There's people out there praying and believing that you're going to be destroyed. And there are people rejoicing when things happen wrong for you. So there's a lot of things out there. There's a lot of things out there. And you got to be able to make sure that you understand that the people that are out there doing these things, some of them have devoted their life to it. Just as much as devotion that you have put in your faith, they have done in their occult. And the occult is real, people. And I don't want to scare people off Rev Media Network right now, but I'm not going to lie to you. There is a true thing. If anything, I know, I remember I told you there was things that every minister brings to the table. Dana Smith brings end time prophecy and brings end time news and political rights and stuff. He has that anointing on Warren Radio. Charles Mallett brings healing and faith. I bring relationships, but I also bring a background in missions, and I bring a huge background in deliverance and in exposing the occult. I was ordained in that type of ministry years before I've done anything else, when I was a young man in the Word. And it was just something that I was praying and believing, and God helped deliver several people through our ministry, several dozen people through our ministry that were involved in the occult and things. So, my friends, what I'm saying is this. There's a real-life occult, and it's out there trying to stop people, trying to hurt people. And the last thing, number four, is the devil. The devil. He's not all-seeing, no. He's not all-knowing, nope. But he is out there. And he's roaring around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Those are the four things I want to tell you. And how do you stop all this happening? Well, you have to pray. You have to pray. You have to believe that God can expose these things and keep your family safe. So these are four things I want to put in your prayer. That you pray that when you do, when that you work hard, and the people around you do work hard as well. They fulfill their daily job. Pray also that the demonic activity, demonic things are not exposed to you or your family. Pray against as well the occult that is praying to hurt you. And then be sober and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is seeking whom he may devour. So pray against the devil and pray against the way he's doing it. And be alert. Be alert. Be sober and vigilant. In other words, be alert, be active, be knowing. Understand what's going on around you. Let me throw you an article to get you off of this very serious subject. And it's just talking about faith, and it's nothing like a child's faith. I told you the other day that my daughter was the loudest one in the church clapping for me when I preached, and that was awesome. But this is an article that's coming out of, let's see, where's it coming out of? Well, it doesn't show where, but anyway, this is about a 4-year-old girl who helps build a water well. This young lady seen a commercial or seen television and heard her family talking about their difficulties obtaining clean water, decides she wanted to help. Unlike in the United States, many people in the countries have to walk miles to get clean water, and this young girl learned about that, and then she decided she wanted to help build a well. So her mom and dad said, look, we're going to help you. We're going to help you. And she thought raising $25, and her parents said that they're going to match whatever she puts forward, that they're going to end up making the money that they need to sponsor a well. Well, it's awesome when you see a kid just be touched by God, because that kid's just opening her heart to people, and that's just the compassion of Christ right there. That is just an example of God's compassion and childlike faith, that she doesn't put this together. Well, she sold lemonade and cupcakes, and her parents matched donations, and because she found out that 25 wasn't going to be enough because the wells cost $1,000 each. And she decided to continue to sell cakes and lemonade till she reached enough money. Well, she raised together, with her parents matching, up to $1,070. That's pretty good for a kid that's 4 years old to raise that much money. And she was so excited that she was able to get a well done. And the inscription that's going to read on the well is going to read, "Anyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water I shall give him shall never thirst." Amen. Amen. And she said, "Jesus, help me to raise $1,000, the little girl said. "That's a lot of money." Well, it sure is, and it's a blessing, that especially at that age, that she's able to put money together. According to the United Nations, 5,000 children die each day from water-related illness, such as diarrhea. And the United Nations Children's Fund says inadequate access to clean drinking water is the second biggest killer of children under the age of 5. Overall, more than 13,000 people die each day due to water-related diseases. So this little girl's doing her part. Sometimes that's what faith is. She could have said, "Mom, Dad, write me a check." But no, and I've been on this thing about work, and I've been on this thing about people getting up and doing something for God. And the reason I've been on this thing is because it's important, especially in the last day. How many examples did Jesus give us in the Bible? How many examples did he give us that showed when the husbandman returns that they didn't do what they're supposed to? When they gave him talents that they didn't do what they're supposed to? How many examples did Jesus give us that told us that there were certain people in certain parts of his kingdom were lazy? Come on, let's think about that. In the examples throughout the entire gospel, from Matthew to John, it talks, sometimes retelling the same story in a different person's view, but at the same time, telling a story of someone in the kingdom that was lazy, arrogant, manipulative, and lying. Those are the four things that I see throughout a lot of the stories. And the reason I'm looking at that stuff is because, of course, I finished that book. And I am trying to get that. There's another book I got to finish my certification. So y'all pray for me. I'm hoping to get this done. I didn't meet the deadline. We're now in September. But I'm trying. And forgive me, my voice sounds crazy right now. But think about it. In most of the stories, they either didn't make anything with the talent, one buried it, or the bridesmaids went because they were running out of oil, they weren't prepared, and they missed the bridegroom. The other one, the talent didn't multiply, so he took the talent and took it to another one. So how many times in the Word of God do we see slothfulness, bad preparing, lack of planning, I guess is the best word. That's the best word. Not pursuing excellence. I enjoy my pastors that I know, that one of my pastors that I really count as a mentor, Pastor Jerome Nelson, Spirit of Life Ministries. He eventually, most likely, will be on the shows as a guest, and hopefully as a host or running his shows on our church streams. And I think that I see, I love his logo on his website. If you go to Spirit of Life Ministries, SLM.org, if you go to SLM.org, you will see his logo, and his caption, or I guess it would be caption. It says, "A higher sphere of living." A higher sphere of living. And that's true. I think that's awesome. A higher sphere of living. Faith is not only being saved, my friends, but it's being beyond where we're at. Beyond how we act, beyond how we walk. Laziness is not in the equation. I told you about Pastor Gershon Swan, and he is always busy. I'm busy. That man's busy. And he's busy doing things all the time. He's always keeping himself busy, always going into meetings, always doing something for the kingdom. And Pastor Mike Salazar the same way. Always busy, always moving, always doing things. So when you've got a vision inside you, and it's not only the Christian man that's pastoring a church or the Christian woman that is pastoring the church, but it's also it is also the person sitting right now listening to the station. It's also the church dweller that dwells in the church. You can't be lazy. You can't be lazy. Amen. All right, we're going to take another break. I need to get some water because my throat is burning. So just please listen to this quick infomercial about my book. I'll be right back. I promise.
Hi, this is David Yanis, host of MidWatcher at the Rev, and General Station Manager for Rev Media Network. Just want to tell you about GodChristianTalent.com. Again, that is GodChristianTalent.com. It is a website that has a database full of actors, actresses, models, singers, people that have unusual talent, or just any normal talent from any normal Christian person that wants to be used by God. GodChristianTalent.com. They could be just help workers. It could be anything that you need. If you can just go ahead and log on at GodChristianTalent.com and view what we have on there. God bless you. Thank you. Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships.
Amen. God bless you. We're back, and we are back on the air here. God bless you. Well, that was a good story there about that young lady. But let me remind you of someone that needs your help. There's a benefit and auction for Kylie Newberry at Lake Houston Marina Saturday, September 12th, from 12 noon to 5 p.m. 12-year-old Kylie was hit by a car while trying to cross 1960, which is a major intersection, near Roma's Pizza. She is on the road to recovery, but needs a lot of medical care. Please come out, show your support. Activities include auction, silent auction, barbecue plates, plates to go, cakes and pies, music, face painting, raffles. Come for the fun. For information or to make donations, please call 832-594-4944. 281-852-5484. Again, those numbers are 832-594-4944 or 281-852-5484. We're going to try and get this put onto our website this next week. And it's going to be Lake Houston Marina, which is across the Lake Houston Bridge. If you're in Kingwood or anywhere in the Atascocita Umbo area, you pretty much know where that's at. So God bless. I hope that you can help and help that benefit. I'm all into helping families and helping things for people and helping people get things going. Amen. There's not enough things that we can do to help people. There's only a few things probably that we can't do. We can't cut big checks to certain times because of finances here and there, but we can help with whatever we can. Amen. God is good because he has put you on this station to hear what we're talking about. And I went to go get my other Bible, and I was trying to, while the commercial was playing, I was digging through one of my other Bibles, and I think I wrote this in Luke. but I'm not sure if I did, so I'm just thumbing through there. So if I'm mumbling and jumbling, then I apologize. But right now, God has several things on my heart and on my mind, and it's back to the same thing that we have to all understand. That God wants us to go beyond what we're doing now. Before the break, we talked about not being lazy. We talked about not being caught like the bridesmaids were caught without oil, and they weren't allowed. When the bridegroom returned, they weren't taken into the house for the wedding, and that's because they didn't have any oil. The other thing was that we talked about, the one with no talents, or with talents, that he was all given talents, and he didn't do anything with his talent but bury it. Jesus talked a lot about laziness and lack of planning. Laziness and lack of planning. Be prepared is what God said, and what Jesus said in those stories. He meant to say, be prepared. Be ready. A lot of times we're not ready. A lot of times we're not prepared. A lot of times we're not trying to get things going. When we need to, we get lazy. We get tired. And I tell you what, I get tired. I get tired physically sometimes and mentally. Just because there's so much that we do and there's so much that I want to do. And then I'm up early. I'm at bed late. And it's just, it gets tiring. Sometimes I have to take a day off and not do anything. But then I get back into the routine of things again, and I'm constantly studying and constantly praying. And I know one thing for sure. I know one thing for sure, and that is that I am not going to be caught without oil in my lamp. I'm not going to take the talent that God's given and bury it. I'm going to produce something out of whatever He gives us. So, I want you to understand that God has great plans for you, but it's up to you to do something with it. Faith. What is faith? Remember I told you about my friends, Pastor Jerome Nelson's higher sphere of living. Faith is going to get you there. Faith is going to take you from where you're at now and give you a godly conscience, a renewed mind, and not settling for anything less. I shared a story the other day at church, and I'm going to reiterate it again today. It's about the prodigal son. And the very last thing that he did was he looked at the corn husk, and he remembered. Excuse me. I didn't mean to. I guess I could have pressed mute on the mic. I apologize for that. I didn't mean to sneeze there on you. But anyway, we'll edit that in post. And one thing that I noticed is that he recognized who he was and his promises. He was brought up right. He knew what he needed to have. And it was nothing anyone had to teach him. He was already taught it, just like you. When you get to the bottom of the pit, and you're at your hardest times in life, and you're so distraught that you don't know what else to do, you need to know this, my friends. You need to know that God has already have everything you need inside you. All you have to do is claim it. And that's what happened to him. Everything he needed was inside of him. He had his father's DNA. He had his father's image. Those are two things people can't take from you, my friends. I don't care if they take your house, your car, and everything else. They can't take your father's DNA, and they can't take his image away from you. You're made in his image. You're his child. And he stepped up and he walked back to his father's house. That was the real story in the prodigal son. really believe so. So, my friends, I want you to think hard about these things. Think hard about the four things I told you to pray about. What were they? Let's go over one more time. The curse that has been put on this earth. Not on you, on this earth. The curse was on this earth. That we have to work and toil and take care of it all the days of our life. Because if people don't do their job completely and make it do their job honestly, people can get hurt and people can die by accident. Negligence is what those attorneys on the walls always say. The second was demonic activity. Demonic activity. Demons, things that are happening out there, so you got to pray against that. You got to pray against demons. You can't allow demons to come into you. Demonology can come into your house. There's things that allow it. And I'll tell you one thing. Certain movies, you may not think of it, but expose you to demonology. Certain music will. Just not just the lyrics, but the spirit that was put, the personality and the performance and stuff. Certain demonic work, activity, messing with witchcraft, playing with witchcraft will open up demonic activity. Going to psychic readers will open up demonic activity. So I'm just telling you some things. So use your common sense. Buy a book. Read about it. John Hagee's books are awesome on exposing the occult. If you want to read some of those. Pastor John Hagee from San Antonio. I think everybody knows his name. He got some great things that he teaches. Another thing is the occult. The occult is out there to hurt and kill you. It is. The occult is out there to try and take what God has put in you away. They rejoice to your hurt. So think of it, the people out there that just as dedicated as you that want to see you get hurt. And the last thing is, of course, the devil. The devil. Although he's not all hearing, he is a general in a large demonic force, and continually things are reported. So, I want you to understand. That we. Okay, there we go. I think we're having some problem with the signal. I hope we're broadcasting correctly. And it's probably the last thing to type in at the last minute. And let's see. But you got to remember, you are part of God's unique way to man. No matter what, God is going to do something with you. He's going to touch people's lives. He's going to be able to get you what you need. And we need to believe that. We have God's faith, God's hope, God's wisdom. And we need to use that. I think a lot of times we just go to church and we leave it at that, that the church that we go to and what we've done should be enough for the week. And it's not true. There are people out there that want you hurt. That is the occult. The devil's roaming about looking for you, seeking what he can devour. The demonic forces are looking for ways to get into your life, and only you can allow them to get into your life, no other way. And if people don't do their job to the most efficient that they should do, then that could make a good man's life in short, or a good woman's life in short. So I want you to understand that God has good things for every one of us. But the only thing I really think that you need to do, the only thing I really think you need to do is pray. The Bible says pray without ceasing. And that's the same thing. That's the same thing that you have to do today to stop all these things from happening. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not. I'm just trying to make you aware. I'm just trying to make you aware that there are some things out there that is more than life. More than what you do on a daily basis. That these four things are always operating. The devil, the occult, demons, and the curse. It's always operating. We don't see it day by day, but it's been operating forever. And it wants to take over and destroy things in your life. They don't care who you are or what you do. They just want to destroy it because they hate God. And the curse was placed because of what happened in Adam during Adam and Eve. So that's nothing else but that. So God bless you, my friends. I want to thank you for listening to our show. We are about out of time. I know that tomorrow's show we're going to be talking with Pastor Mike Salazar, so we'll have some new things involved. And we're going to talk about leadership, and hopefully you can join us. Well, God bless you, my friends. Thank you for tuning in. Sorry my cold has like really got me a little distorted, but we got through the show, and that's all that matters, and we got you a fresh show out there. God bless you, and thank you again for listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you.